Ladies and gentlemen, the war on animal agriculture is in full force right now, and I want to share with you a couple updates on this front. For one thing, I finally got a response from DEFRA in the UK confirming that they actually did go around gassing people's chickens. Now, I'd heard this from a few different people, and so it was pretty clear it was going on, but I really wanted to get this information from the horse's mouth, and I now have that. So I'll share that with you. As well, I want to expand a little bit on the PAWS bill in Colorado, which, as I mentioned yesterday, effectively criminalizes basic animal husbandry practices that have been practiced since the dawn of time, that are veterinarian approved, that are how we have affordable, abundant food to feed civilization. But never mind that. Again, the stated goal is to end animal agriculture. We've heard that time and time again from many people, most notably from Pat Brown, the founder of Impossible Foods, which is funded by Bill Gates, who is, quote, deadly serious about eradicating the meat and fish industries. You can see he even has it on his sloppy t-shirt there. A number of people also asked, how would you enforce this, though? How would they know how old your cows are or where they are, even, to enforce the PAWS Act or things like that? Well, the answer is simple. Governments are also requiring registration of animals. For instance, today in New Hampshire, there is a bill, House Bill 532, which is entitled Creating an Animal Records Database. It's not ambiguous at all. They want to know every animal out there, what vaccines they've received or not, and you need to check with the government before you transfer. And this goes down to ferrets and cats and dogs. It's everything across the board. So we'll explore that. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And I want to start by digging in a little further to the Colorado PAWS initiative, which, as I mentioned yesterday, would make animal agriculture economically infeasible. Not only would requiring animals, among a bunch of other things that this bill does, requiring animals to reach 25% of their natural lifespan would summarily eliminate veal and lamb as foodstuffs. They're just gone. But it also would drastically reduce the amount of meat available and increase the price of that meat. Here we can read from Travis Taylor, a CSU livestock extension agent, the additional 3 years to reach 25% of the natural lifespan of a cow would equal approximately 27,000 additional pounds of feed per animal based on normal feed usage. Conservatively, this would mean an additional $1,200 per animal in feed input alone. Now, let's set aside the fact that we don't even have those soybeans and grains right now. We're in the middle of a food shortage, and now they're proposing we just feed cows forever before we even eat them. Just the idea that it would cost $1,200 extra per cow means, obviously, the meat would be drastically more expensive from that cow. Not only that, because you're keeping these animals on your feedlot for 3 extra years now, that means that you can't bring in new cows, right? That slows the whole pipeline down and, like I said, drastically reduces the throughput of the entire industry. So we're cutting down the amount of meat and we're making it more expensive. These are the stated goals, after all, right? We couldn't pull off a meat tax, so now in the name of animal welfare, we're going to institute these policies that reduce the amount of food we're able to produce. Now again, someone asked me, how could the state do this? No one's going to know how old my cows are. How are they going to know? Well, they're going to know because they are requiring registration of animals. You can see this, it's already in effect in a number of places, and it's rapidly being rolled out everywhere else. I've mentioned before that British Columbia just passed and is now starting to roll out their animal registration. Here from thestar.com, backyard beekeepers will soon need to register their gardens with the BC government. In fact, everything from bees to llamas to cattle in the province will need to register your property under the government's premises ID program. This online registry. It's basically, quote, a record of who and how many animals are on a site. It's a complete way of doing traceability. There's that word we know from Agenda 2030. We see it in COVID, this tracking and tracing of all resources on the planet. And again, this is being rolled out everywhere. For instance, today in New Hampshire, House Bill 532 is being considered. It's entitled Creating an Animal Records Database. And while it is actually chiefly, the language is directed at pets, like ferrets and cats and dogs, it requires notifying the government of all of these animals, making sure you keep track of which vaccines they've received or not. And if you want to give a cat to someone, you have to get permission from the government to get it's called a transfer slip to do this. Now, this is mostly addressing domestic animals right now, pets, but it is sponsored by the Committee on Environment and Agriculture. So you can see this is clearly going the direction of livestock and all other animals. And again, we covered Ireland was rolling out an animal registry. Where does this lead? Why do we need to tell the state about all of the animals that we have on our property? Well, it's because animals are dirty and dangerous. And in this era of zoonotic threats and other pandemics, we need to know where those animals are so that, like the UK government does, we can come in and kill them when there's some reported bird flu or something like this. In fact, look at this job posting from the Center for Poultry and Livestock Excellence in Pennsylvania, which was established a few years ago. Let me zoom in. Pennsylvania's Center for Poultry and Livestock Excellence was established in 2019 by the Pennsylvania General Assembly and Wolf Administration as a part of the historic Pennsylvania Farm Bill. That sounds great. We're going to set aside some funds. We're going to make sure farmers are taken care of and put these research programs into place. But if you really dig into what they do, it's all about biosecurity and ending animal agriculture in the name of food safety. It's all right here. Here their job posting is, check it out, $475,000 is available this round for projects like, quote, innovative research for mass depopulation of domestic livestock in commercial confinements, operations, large scale such as commercial swine and layer facilities, birds and pigs, with priority being placed on humane, safe, practical, and efficient manners to euthanize large numbers of animals in a timely manner. We need to take a ton of your money and figure out how to kill your animals quickly. A mass depopulation agenda for livestock is being funded and researched here. We need to implement practical biosecurity measures for both commercial feedlots, but also backyard domestic livestock. We're coming for your animals. Ladies and gentlemen, it's right here. They're hiring people to figure out how to kill your animals. And again, you can find evidence like this of these programs and these agendas, like the Colorado bill and the BC registration. It's advancing along these vectors everywhere at the same time right now. Now, I want to return to the Freedom of Information request that I made to the UK after I received all of those reports of their chickens being killed by the government. Now, I literally wrote the government for the FOIA request, and I said, I want you to tell me what process was used in the determination of DEFRA's gassing of poultry around the Kent area, where they claimed there was a bird flu outbreak at a large commercial poultry operation, but justified by this, they went around to people's backyards and started killing off their chickens. The response is as follows. We're just following orders. We're just doing what our policy says. Please, here's our public policy paper on avian disease. You can read these paragraphs to find out why we killed people's animals. So they are saying, yes, we did it. And actually, I'll go and show you. Here is the document to which they referred me, Notifiable Avian Disease Control Strategy for Great Britain. When you pull it up and look at the paragraphs that they mention, not only does it spell out, of course, it defines and spells out the procedures they can use to kill off the chickens at the affected facilities, but it also defines restrictions around the suspected premises where these outbreaks are happening. Paragraph 99, powers exist. Can you believe that? They exist. We have the power to implement additional measures in the area around suspect premises if they are deemed necessary to minimize the risk of the spread of avian disease from suspect premises. If we say the need exists, then powers exist for us to kill your chickens, is literally what this document just says. Now they say, we've never done it to date, but it could be. It's pretty unlikely, but no, it's happened now. This document was drafted in 2018, updated in 2019. But now it's been used. Now they have determined that the need existed in the outbreak in Kent to go around and again, kill people's chickens. A lot of people did not believe that report when I put it out. They said he's just a fearmonger making this stuff up. And indeed, it was anecdotal, but now you have it straight from the UK. We have done it. And in fact, in their response to me, they also say, we assigned some officers to walk around. In the case of the Kent outbreak, we used containerized gassing units. It was the preferred method of choice to achieve the objectives described in the document we sent you that says powers exist for us to kill your chickens if we decide the need exists. It's just a bunch of language that they put out on their website, and then they point at it and say, we're just following orders. We gotta kill your chickens. So I still find this appalling, even now hearing it directly from the government of the UK. And so I understand, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that this all seems so patently absurd, that it just sounds like such a ridiculous overreach of government to walk around killing your animals. And it's happening. And that means we need to adjust our paradigm. We need to change the lens through which we're viewing this. This is all of these things that I've talked about, which is what? Which is Colorado outlawing your harvesting of animals before you feed them $1,200 more dollars worth of feed, right? Keeping them for 3 extra years. Outlawing the way animals are kept now. Animal husbandry, you can't do it that way anymore. Registering animals, happening around the world. In many places, it's already been in there for years. Using these animal registries to go around and kill people's animals. And then hiring people to draft plans to use those registrations to figure out how to implement mass depopulation in name of public safety. It's pretty clear when you look at this confluence of things, what's going on here. And it is especially in light of their stated goal of ending animal agriculture. At this point in time, I really don't know how to spell it out any more succinctly. And so I also received a question, you know, Christian, you say we should be growing food and you say we should be raising animals, but it looks like it's game over. It looks like the government is already going to make this illegal. Why would I even bother? The answer is quite simple. If you give up now because the situation looks grim, then they have already won. And that's why I think the solution is to start raising animals if you're not already. I love my animals. And you know what? These people can come take them from my cold, dead hands. And that is the only attitude that will allow us to continue feeding our families. That is the only way that you and I retain our ability to be self-sufficient against a creeping, not even creeping, a mad rush of totalitarianism that is raining down across the board. Let's leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, I also wanted to share this link to the New Hampshire House of Representatives, where you can go, if you're in New Hampshire, you can go tell them what you think of this bill, which is actively being considered right now on the floor. Again, that is House Bill 532, and there is a link below to the House of Reps where you can go say, don't you dare, I oppose this bill, don't you dare require me to register my cats and ferrets and chickens, because we know registration leads, but there's no need to give the government information. They can only do bad things with it. All right. I love my animals, and this really riles me up. And this is, I love feeding my family too. So I'm out of words. Let's leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching this. And thank you also for spreading the word, because again, it's so crazy. People won't believe it unless they see this, unless they see the people stating the goal is to end animal agriculture. And then all of the steps implementing it right now, it's happening rapidly. So thanks for spreading the word as well to make sure we can get ahead of this, because they are trying to ram it down our just as fast as they can make it happen. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you're on YouTube, get off of it. This channel is not going to last much longer. Every day I'm appalled that it's still here. You can find me also on odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer, or also on bitchute/iceagefarmer. And again, I post a ton of stuff right now to Telegram, which is t.me/iceagefarmer. Even more information than I can fit into these videos. So follow me there, and I look forward to seeing you there. If you value this broadcast and the information in it, you can help me keep it running. And I do need your help. You can do that via a few different ways that are available at iceagefarmer.com/support. And I very genuinely appreciate your help there. Thanks for watching, folks. Go raise awesome animals and fight until the end. Be well.